Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
Ink, a dinkity, a dinkity. Oh, what a tune!
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drug stores who carry the complete line of top quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Bardi and his orchestra, Candy Candido, the crew chief's quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Now, even when things go wrong, now you feel better, you even look better. Stop the music, stop the music. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight the man who was first to be called under the new draft law. Tell me, sir, you have the honor of being the first man to be drafted. How do you feel?
I'm feeling mighty low.
Thank you, smiling Jack Cosgrove.
Oh, what an exciting week this has been. The draft law has been passed, and the Republicans opened their convention in Philadelphia. I take it you're not going to attend the convention.
Howard, you're laboring under a misapprehension. I don't know what the musicians are laughing at. I looked the word up, and it's clean. You know, I attended the convention the opening day, and just to get in the spirit of things, I even took an elephant to Philadelphia with me. We stayed in the same hotel room.
Oh, Jimmy, wait a minute. How could you get an elephant in your hotel room?
Very simple. We registered as Mr. and Mrs. It must have been an old elephant. The labels on his trunk said, vote for Landon.
Well, Jimmy, if you were there, you must have the latest lowdown. Tell us, on the Republican ticket, who's running for president?
Who isn't? Howard, they got so many candidates, there isn't room for all of them in Philadelphia. They're keeping one in Japan. But Howard, you should have seen that convention. There were over 1,000 delegates, and of course, I made the keyhole speech.
Now, you mean, Jimmy, the keynote speech?
No, keyhole. They wouldn't let me in. I was so mad I stuck my nose through the transom and hailed once, and two delegates from Rhode Island disappeared.
Politics. Gosh, Jim, I'll bet it's amazing to watch the maneuvering that goes on behind the scenes.
Howard, it's phenomenal.
Phenomenal, yeah.
Why, in a smoke-filled room last night, I heard that in case of a deadlock, Vandenberg is going to throw his vote to Stassen, Stassen is going to throw his votes to Taft, and Taft is going to throw his votes to Dewey. So I asked Dewey to bring Rita Hayworth.
Well, why did you want him to bring Rita Hayworth?
If he throws anything to me, it'll be a pleasure to catch it. And you know, Howard, on the first nominating ballot, which was held in secret, I was eliminated from the running.
Well, don't you think it would be nice to send a wire of congratulations to your opponent?
Good idea. Take this down. Dear worthy opponent, congratulations on the clean and sportsmanlike manner in which you conducted your campaign. And in addition, I charge you with fraud, slander, libel, dirty politics, mayhem, arson, treason, and stealing Acres O'Reilly's taxicab.
Hey, Jimmy, what's her taxi cab got to do with it?
As long as I'm suing, I might as well throw that in, too. But speaking of conventions, Howard, here comes a little lady I'd like to get a conventional with any time. It's Peggy Lee.
In person. Ah, Jimmy boy, it sure is good to see you back from Philadelphia.
Thanks, and it's a pleasure to be back here in the West again, where men are men and women are women. An arrangement which is rapidly catching on in Cucamonga.
Jimmy.
Yes, Ma Petite?
I was wondering if you'd sit down at the piano just once and play something for me, will you?
Why, I'd love to, Peggy. Just sit next to me here on the piano bench and let the scent of my taboo take its toll.
Ah, Jimmy, what a lovely arpeggio. Where did you ever get such a haunting phrase?
Oh, it's just a little thing that occurred to me this morning while plucking a goose.
Ah, Jimmy, when you play like that, it does something to me. It's just as though you were playing on my heartstrings.
please, Peggy. Even my Gruen watch is blushing. It's holding its hands in front of its face.
I love that man. I don't claim that he's a Paderewski, but you must admit he's got his point. He never played the president's ball or a concert over at Carnegie Hall.
But I've been cheered at some of the Bari's better joints.
I know that I'm a fool to ever fall.
You couldn't help yourself.
If you're his type, I want to warn you all.
I'll play modestly.
If not, it's mine, nor is his music that makes me mad for that man. He makes me melt. He's got magic, and his piano is part of his plan.
It's unintentional.
It's unconventional.
I always play just what I've felt. I play my melody upon the ivory like this. Look at that girl melt.
It's not his mind, it's his music. His songs give me goose pimples.
I've got dimples. Some guys compose concertos that make your spine shiver. But listen. You know that ain't chopped liver.
It's not his mind, no, it's his music. That makes me mad for that man. What a technique. Oh, my lover man. Oh, Jimmy, stop it, stop it. Please, Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. I'm only human.
I show no mercy. It's not my mind, but it's my music. And she says that she's mad about that man.
Yes, sir.
She said that she's mad for that man.
When you ask for drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Yes, you can be sure that more than 2,000 different drug products are pure when they bear the name Rexall. For that familiar name, Rexall stands for purity, quality, and reliability in a complete line of drug products. It's no wonder that Rexall has won first place in the medicine cabinets of millions of American homes. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug products.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the man who just married this month's Woodbury bride. Tell me, sir, if you just married this month's Woodbury bride, how come you're here and not on your honeymoon?
Well, after she got all the soap in the car, there was no room for me.
I had picked him up. Tell me, Victor Nathanson, did you really marry that beautiful bride?
No, that's just a little pep talk I give to my corporals. They've been pretty disgusted with me lately.
Well, Victor, I'm glad I got to see you before you left town. I understand you're going on a tour of the country this summer.
That's right. I bought myself a used car to make the trip in. I just went over for my driver's license this morning.
Oh, good. Say, how'd you make out?
Well, it's a long story. I was down at the license bureau, and I just stepped out of my car when I heard...
It's a catastrophe. It's a dilemma. Get me a lawyer. I'll sue.
Jimmy, what's the matter?
I'm standing on the corner waiting for the bus, and when the bus pulls up, what happens? The driver slams the door right in the face.
Well, Jimmy, why should that get you so upset.
Victor, how would you like to run 6 blocks with your nose caught in a bus door?
Yeah, that happened to me, and it's even harder with your tummy caught in a door.
Well, thank goodness I don't have to depend on those buses after I pass my driver's test in here.
Say, that's a coincidence. I came down to take my driver's test, too. I just bought this used car here so we can take it together.
A second-hand car, Victor? How does it run?
Oh, fine. If you want to stop, you just step on the brake and wire the next town to put up a stone wall. Oh, there's the inspector. I'll talk to him, Jimmy. Say, look, Inspector, I want to take my driver's test, and I want to leave California.
Good. I'll chip in a buck. Just a little travel joke.
Oh, lucky for me. I was going to tell that one.
Now, look, chubby, you didn't finish filling out your application blank. Tell me, where were you born?
I don't remember.
What do you mean you don't remember?
It was a dark night, and I couldn't see so good.
Thank you, Clayton and Jackson.
Jim, when do we get paid?
Yeah, where's our money?
It was swell having you with us. Also, Jack Ron.
Candy State is a 48 degree. Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. Always call for Rexall, where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall, available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs, and a furthermore, Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall, that's all. How about you? Well, Peggy, Victor, this is our last show of the season. What are you going to do this summer?
Well, Jimmy, I'm taking a motor trip to Chicago and New York, where I'm going to be playing the Chicago and Paramount Theaters.
That's great. How about you, Victor?
Oh, I got a terrible lot of fishing to do. I'm taking a bicycle tour. I got a bicycle built for two, and I'm sitting in the front seat.
Who's going to sit in the back seat?
The rest of me.
Ah, folks, it's been a wonderful 3 years working for Rexall. And I enjoyed every minute of it. And I want to offer 10,000 thanks. One for each of the Rexall druggists throughout the country. I'll be back in the fall, folks, in a new time, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you. I want to thank the entire cast and the crew I worked with. And I want to give credit to my writers, Lester White, Stanley Davis, Bud Pearson, Elon Packard, Harry Crane, and my special song material writer, Jackie Barnett. Happy birthday, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
Friends, be sure to listen in to the Rexall Summer Theater, heard over this station every Sunday, starring Pat O'Brien and Virginia Bruce. The Durante Show was produced and directed by Bill Cohan. Good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.